You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Tuesday's edition of the podcast where we've got racing at Ripon and Kempton in the afternoon, Leicester and Chelmsford in the evening domestically, and a mixed card over at Sligo as well on Tuesday evenings. It's Gareth Topham, Sean Quinn and Luke Elder in the studio from 1:50pm. But ahead of all that, my name is Sam Norris, and joining me to take a look at four races on Tuesday as well as a spin through the Monday jury is Mick Norton. How are you today, Mick?
Yes, good thanks, Sam.
Good, looking forward to York this week.
Yes, it should be a good week, shouldn't it? Weather looks pretty set fair, an odd shower here and there, but not going changing amounts of rain, I don't think.
Yeah, looking forward to a fantastic week of action at the Knavesmire. And that's the focus of the first question of this week's Monday jury. We'll start with that, as we always do on the Tuesday podcast. Straight down to business, says here. Who wins the Judd Monte International? We'll give you the prices as we have them here at William Hill. It's 4-6 about Golden Horn, 7-2 for Glen Eagles. Time Test is behind them in the betting. And then it's Grey Gatsby at 9-1, 22s bar those. Obviously, this is being billed as a straight shootout between Golden Horn and Glen Eagles. One a fantastic miler, the other proven as a middle distance horse. Who wins it for you, Mick?
Yeah, I'm not even sure that the betting's accurate, because Glen Eagles has got to prove himself at this trip, hasn't he? Mm. And he's up against one of the best 10 furlong horses in the world, in the Grey Gatsby, who I can see why they've done it, but he's got to prove himself at 10 furlongs. I think that the fact that they're letting him take his chance at 10 suggests that they've got no problems, and he's certainly not stopping at the end of his mile races. Mm. But strictly on what we've seen of him, he's a miler, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he's taking on, and it's not just 10 furlongs, it's 10 and a half furlongs, isn't it?
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
So, and with a pacemaker to do the donkey work for Golden Horn, so he doesn't have to do what he did in the Eclipse, the race should be teed up for him. I think he's going to be very, very, very hard to beat. But the likes of Time Test the Grey Gatsby will make sure he doesn't have it all his own way.
Yeah, okay. So Golden Horn just for you then, Mick?
Yeah, definitely. Golden Horn.
Worth mentioning before we move on from the judgment, they've announced the jockeys this morning. Joseph O'Brien is jocked up to be on Glen Eagles with Shamie Heffernan taking the ride on Cougar Mountain. It means he'll be doing 8 stone 12 for the first time this season, so he'll be dining on nothing but fresh air for a few days, Mr. O'Brien.
Looks that way, doesn't it? Yeah. Mm. 8 stone 12. I mean, he's been struggling to do 9 stone 5 not so many moons ago. And, we'll watch this space, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to the Judmont anyway on Wednesday. Next question then. Can Storm the Stars gain the victory he deserves in the Great Voltage? Obviously, we've seen fantastic placed runs from him in both the English and the Irish Derby. Good chance in the Great Voltage, Mick?
I think he has, yeah. I mean, Aidan O'Brien's throwing plenty of entries at the race. What he'll end up running, I'm not sure. I suppose he might be tempted by the money on offer for the Ebo for Fields of Athen Rye, which would probably improve Storm the Stars' chances. I'd be concerned. I wasn't very happy with Field of Athen Rye's pre-race antics last time. He was very got very edgy, and with the open spaces of the Knavesmire, if that gets to him, I don't know. But I think a lot does depend on where he goes. But I think Storm the Stars will uphold the Derby form.
And then after that, is he a ledger horse, Mick, in your eyes? 5-1 with us here at William Hill, Storm the Stars.
Like a galloper, doesn't he? I can't see the trip being a problem for him.
Yeah. Okay then. Next question. Who do you fancy in what looks a highly competitive Yorkshire Oaks? Covert Love, obviously hotly fancied for this after winning the Irish Oaks and handing Hugo Palmer his first Group 1 success. Who do you like in the race, Mick?
Well, she's already beaten the main form Dangers, Curvy and Jack Naylor. Mm. And she won in the Curragh like an improving filly, didn't she? And I think she'll take in the Yorkshire Oaks on the way to wherever she goes next. I wonder if she'll take a chance in the Ark with the fillies allowance. We, what a great record fillies have got in the Ark.
Yeah.
if you fancy her for the Arc, might be better to back her before York.
Yeah, that's right. It's set to be an absolute fantastic renewal of the Arc if we get all these fancy horses going there. Just running through the betting for the Darley Yorkshire Oaks as we have it. It's the three horses you mentioned there leading the way. Covert Love 7-2, Curvy 9-2, Jack Naylor 6-1, Plescock 9-1, Lady of Dubai is 13-2. It's 8-1 for Madame Chang and 10s bar those.
Madame Chang's chance would improve if we did get a downpour, wouldn't it?
Yeah. She'd certainly appreciate a little bit of cut in the ground. Just get the price of Covert Love for the Arc. Currently, if you wanted to back an hour, 20-1, that is bound to contract if she goes in the Oaks.
Yeah, and then they declare their intent, which with the record fillies have got in the race, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Next up then, are you with or against US juvenile filly Acapulco in the Nunthorpe? Now, this one doesn't even look like a juvenile filly, does it really?
Well,
make an absolute monster.
Before they'd even pulled up, I was working that day when she won the Queen Mary, before they'd even pulled up, I said to the guys, somebody whisper in Wesley Ward's ear, Nunthorpe, and somebody has, obviously, because that's where she goes, and... Irad Ortiz is coming over to ride. He must be fairly light, that boy. Mm. Of course, he was in the news over the weekend, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And not good news either. But she's going to be very hard to beat with the fillies allowance, the weight for age allowance. She just looks, like you say, like a 3 or 4 year old,
yeah,
actually, not
yeah.
a 2 year old.
4 year old colt as well. At that. 6-4 favourite then. Acapulco is for the Nunthorpe. Muthmere 5-1. Stole Power 6-1. Mecca's Angel 9s. Goldream 12s. Interesting price on Goldream, that.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, Stole Power, that performance to win it last year lives in the memory, doesn't it? He'll give it his best shot again. Mecca's Angel could do with some rain, really. Yeah, I think it's all about the 2 year old, though.
Yeah, fair enough. Acapulco then remains the 6-4 favourite for the Nunthorpe coming up on Friday. Penultimate question then, this week's Monday jury. Give us two for the Ebor, a strong fancy and one you like at a price.
Well, I think, again, like the Voltiga, it depends on where Fields of Athenry goes. And what I would suggest at the moment, I think the Irish got to be strong in the race. They make a habit of winning the Ebor. I think they're going to win it this year. But if you fancy Quick Jack, take the 10-1 now, because if Phil's of Athenry goes for the Voltige, his price will halve.
Yeah.
So if you do fancy him, back him now, and don't wait till you see where Phil's of Athenry is going, because he'll probably stay around 10s, 8s with Phil's of Athenry in the race, but he'll go to 5-1 if Phil's of Athenry comes out. Yeah, I think William Mullins is... Clondor Warrior, his Royal Ascot winner, is going to be very hard to beat. As well, as I say, if you can get a special bet, the Irish to win the race, that would be the way forward for me.
Okay. And have you got one at a big price, maybe for each way purposes?
That horse of Angel Gabriel, that's the one that might outrun his price. That's the one I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
Angel Gabriel, he could well outrun his price.
Yeah.
Strongly run mile and six, ideal for him.
Okay. Final question then. Did New Bay look like an Arc winner to you at Deauville on Saturday?
Yeah, and I think the further he goes, the better he goes as well, this horse. And he looked the real deal when he won the French Derby, didn't he? And the form's working out particularly well. Alan Real has franked the form a few times since then. And he's going to be well worth his place in the Arc lineup against Trevor and co. And... He's in the hands of the master, isn't he?
Yeah, Andre Farb, yeah. Got to pay attention to his,
yeah,
haven't you,
absolutely.
In this race. Arc betting then, we'll just run you through this before we move on. Trevor continues to be the 9-4 favourite. Golden Horn 7-2, 8-1 Jack Hobbs. New Bay, as we've mentioned there, is 8-1. Erupt 12-1, Free Eagle 12s, 16s bar those. We've got to wait till October, Mick, but it's shaping up. If all of these go down for it, we're in for a great race.
Yeah, and it is, isn't it? It'd be great to see them commit Golden Horn to it after this. Do they see the stars route?
Yeah.
And balling up into a fantastic Arc de Triomphe.
Yeah, it would be a last hurrah as well for Golden Horn, wouldn't it?
It sounds a long way away, but it isn't.
Yeah, true. I suppose we're
it's about 6 weeks
midway through August. Yeah, that's right.
It sounds as though it's the other end of the summer, but we're at the other end of the summer now, doesn't it?
Yeah, we are,
aren't we? So it's not that far away, Sam.
Yeah, absolutely. Right then, that concludes the Monday jury. Just one bit of news then before we move on. Knights of Thunder, they've announced this morning, will be retired. So Stud obviously won the Guineas in 2014, won the Lockings this year, and he himself is by Dubawi and out of a Galilea mare, so his progeny bound to command a lot of respect, Mick.
Yeah, I thought there must be something wrong. The last two runs were uncharacteristic of him, weren't they? And obviously something's cropped up and they've retired him to Stud. Good horse, Knight of Thunder. Never quite got the credit he deserved, did he? Because he beat who he beat in the Guineas. He didn't get the credit. It was all about the horses who we beaten, weren't
yeah,
he
yeah,
beat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he'll make a good stallion, Knight of Thunder.
Okay, that wraps up the Monday jury and the news then. We'll go on to some of Tuesday's racing. As I mentioned, we're at Ripon and Kempton in the afternoon. So we'll take in two from Ripon and one from Kempton and one from the all-weather from Chelmsford in the evening. We'll start with the Ripon races, though. First of these comes up at 3:30. We've got a condition stakes here over a mile. It's a Class 3 with seven of them lining up for it. Who do you like of these two-year-olds?
Mate? Yeah, Champion City's got the small penalty. That means he's giving way to the field. He was last of eight in the superlative, but forgive him that. And he's not out of this. Comic Ass, trained by Charlie Appleby, James Doll taking the ride. Now, he's got, technically got a rating of 88. But the horse that he was second to at Newmarket two outings ago, I mean, if they found him the right race to win, but the piece of form that's interesting is the second Ibn Malik at Newmarket the time before. Now, Ibn Malik ran Galileo Gold to three quarters of length in the Group 2 Vintage Stakes at Glorious Goodwood, and suggesting that mark of 88 may well underestimate him. He already comes out on the top of the figures for me on the adjusted ratings anyway. I can't see how the grader can give Rashik a rating of 89 and Comic Ass only a rating of 88. I'd upgrade him to 90 plus Comic Ass, and I think he's going to be very, very hard to beat. We mentioned Rashik, probably his best form with the two defeats. He hacked up in a Southwell Maiden earlier this month. It was in a different league to them. But I think he's got to do a fair bit of improving again. I'm quite happy to leave it to Comic Ass with that Newmarket form being boosted with the good run by the winner at Goodwood in that Vintage Stakes.
Okay, Comic Ass then for Mickey in that one in the Godolphin Blue. We'll move on then to Ripon's next race on their card, the 4 o'clock. This one is a handicap over the extended mile and furlong trip. 12 of them set to take their chance in this Class 3. Who do you like here, Mick?
Yeah, 12 of them, but only £13 between top and bottom weight. So that doesn't put me off a couple of the horses who are carrying 10 stone. The first of them being Chancery. Course and distance form counts for an awful lot at Ripon. And he's got himself back to a workable mark. He's only a pound higher than his last winning mark. And was more like it finishing fourth over 12 furlongs last time. I think that heralded a return to form as his mark's getting back to something like it. So I'm taking him for the selection, Chantry for Danny Tudup and David O'Mara. Al-Tharouz is become a bit of a winning machine, won three of his last five. His mark's gone from 80 to 90 since May. Still on the upgrade. Slight concern with Al-Tharouz, though, that he's run poorly on both of his starts here at Ripon. And that would be quite a concern for me, because it's not a track that suits every horse. The other one to consider is Puzzle Time. She might well be each way priced, this mare. She hasn't got any wins in the 80s, but a close third off 83 in a Class 2 at Newmarket last time puts her right in the mix. Suggests she's in really good form, and I think she's the each-way angle of the race, but I do think this is a good opportunity for Chancery to get back into the Ripon winner's enclosure.
Okay, Chancery then for Mick Ford, David O'Mara and Danny Tudhope in the 4 o'clock at Ripon. We'll go over to Kempton then for the next race on today's podcast. This is the 4:15. We've got a 7 furlong handicap here, 14 of them down to take their chance in it. Who caught the eye?
Yeah, there's a few come here in good nick, don't they? Ian's memory, his mark's gone from 75 to 90 in 2015. He's unbeaten at Southwold, but he's very effective here at Kempton. The mark's creeping up, and he is into moving up into Class 3. He was doing some of his winning in Class 5 and Class 4, so he's going to have improved again, but he's very dangerous to dismiss the form that he's in. I like the look of Exchequer, though. This is only his fourth Polytrack start. He went close on the turf recently off 86, suggesting that was last time out, suggesting that his mark of 87 is not beyond him, and he does go well here at Kempton. So Exchequer gets the vote. I'm very sort of concerned about Molzan, the Godolphin runner. He's got some very smart Polytrack form, including here. The mark's no problem. He's in form, and he's definitely the danger to Exchequer as he takes on his elders for the first time. That's a slight stumbling block. Is he going to be good enough? So far, his runs have all been against his own age group. But he's taking on his elders here, Molzan. He may well prove to be good enough to beat Exchequer. But I think the race revolves around those two. Windy City is worthy of a mention. Yet to run badly here at Kempton. The mark's creeping up into the 80s and up to into Class 3 as well. And just a slight concern that a few outings ago was beaten in a Class 5 off a mark of 75. It's in the Class 3 here off 84. So she might just be up against it, Windy City. So I'm going to give the vote to Exchequer, but I do respect the chances of Molzan.
Okay, Stahan in charge, then Exchequer in the 4:15 at Kempton for Mick. The final race on today's podcast comes from Chelmsford City at 7:20. This is a 6 furlong handicap, another Class 3, with 14 of them contesting it. Who's on the shortlist there, Mick?
Yeah, I'll start with the selection. That's Golden Amber, trained by Dean Ivory. Rob Winston taking the ride. Just like it here at Chelmsford, this filly. And remains in form as well. Good second of 14 behind Picture Dealer, who reopposes over this course and distance 28 days ago. He's got beaten since Picture Dealer. Don't know what happened there. It was at Newmarket on the turf, but he will be happier back on the surface here at Chelmsford, Picture Dealer. But I do think that Golden Amber might just get the better of him this time. And she gets the vote. Dangers, we've already mentioned Picture Dealer back at Chelmsford. He's always going to be a danger. Dr. Sardonicus is interesting. £6 higher than the last win. Was quite well held off 87 last time. But back here could help. Another course and distance winner, Dr. Sardonicus. And still fairly lightly raced. And the yarder in good form. And Dora like the three-year-old Red Stripes, who is another one who goes well here at Chelmsford. It's getting to be a bit of a horses for courses track, Chelmsford. And one here in February, he's pretty much kept his form since, and a very good second over this course 2 weeks ago. So should be there or thereabouts, Red Stripes, but I'm going to give the vote to Golden Amber.
Okay, Golden Amber then for Mick in that Chelmsford contest. Could be an attractive prize, 12-1 on the tissue as we have it on Monday afternoon as we record this. Just run us through, please, one more time then, Mick, your four selections for the action on Tuesday.
Yeah, the two at Ripon and the 3:30 Godolphin's Comicass. As form's been well franked in group company. The 4 o'clock at Ripon, Chantry loves it here and has got a good chance to get back in the winner's enclosure in that Ripon contest. Over at Kempton there, 4:15. Very trappy look about it, but I'm giving the vote to Exchequer, who's got some very solid Polytrack form and only having his third start on his fourth start on the surface here. And in the evening action, the 7:20 at Chelmsford, again a wide open contest, but I'm going to give the vote to Golden Amber, who should be back to each way, I think, because I think she's going to be a double figure prize.
Okay, thanks for that, Mick. And remember, you can catch every race live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. We've got Ripon and Kempton in the afternoon, Leicester, Chelmsford in the evening, as well as a mixed card at Sligo. It's Gareth Topham, Sean Quinn and Luke Elder who will be in the studio. You've been listening to William Hill's Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.